Good evening and welcome to our Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center. And we're going to get started by going straight into prayer. So ask that we all close our eyes and bow our heads if we can. Dear Lord, we come before you at this hour to say thank you, God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this life that you have gifted to us, dear God. We ask that on tonight, you will help us to all have open hearts and minds as we prepare to receive what you're going to place in front of us, dear God. We thank you for this gift of ministry. Dear Lord, we ask that you will continue to show yourself to us, dear God, that you will continue to be Lord of Lord in our lives. We ask that you will help us to grow in the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of your word on tonight, dear God. And we pray that you will move mightily in the service and that we will all receive it in the manner in which you have called us to do. We thank you for our leader, dear God. We ask that you will continue to cover, protect, and keep him. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, again, this is our learning center, and we're talking about there are no vacations in heaven. And I actually want to take us to the story of the rich young ruler. And something that I learned in studying about this is that it's found in three of the Gospels. So it's found in Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 23. It's also found in Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 22, and in Luke chapter 18, verse 18 through 23. And what happened is, a little bit about it, is Jesus tells the man, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. So the man decided that Jesus was asking just a little bit too much, and I'm sure we can all relate that there were times when, okay, Jesus, you're asking just a little bit too much of me. And his problem was that he considered himself to be faultless concerning the law. So rather than obey Jesus' instructions, he turned his back on the Lord and he walked away. So what did he do? He vacated from him. And that's much like many of us do when we hear something from our pastors, from our leaders, and also from God. And the thing is, Jesus did not stop him. And if we as individuals or even as a nation are determined to continue taking vacations from God, our calling and refusing to live his way, he's going to let us do it. But we have to know that the results are going to be catastrophic. And I want to take us to the book of Isaiah from chapters 30 all the way through 32. And it talks about turning our backs on God. So over and over throughout the scriptures, God is warning his people to not rely on themselves and their own wisdom and not to turn to false prophets who merely tell them what they want to hear. He also warned them not to turn to outsiders and other nations, no matter how strong they appear to be. And the message from God was clear in those scriptures, and it was, I am sovereign. I am in control. So God warns them that all the false prophets, all the strong nations, and all the wisdom of man will ultimately be brought to nothing. So when we look around and we see all the problems in our country today, many of us are clinging to the idea that some leader, some program, or even some philosophy is going to solve our problems nationally and individually. And it's ironic because when we do that, we're so much like the people in Isaiah's time. And the list of things that we no longer want to hear as a nation is endless. We don't want to hear that rebellion and disrespect is wrong. So consequently, we disrespect police officers and other authority figures. Our children, in turn, disrespect us. They disrespect their teachers and anyone else who tries to tell them what to do. We don't want to hear that marriage is to be between one man and one woman for a lifetime. So consequently, the rate of divorce and of couples living together without marriage happens across all levels of society and without any shame. And now the so-called gay marriage has become the law of the land. We also don't want to hear that sex is holy and reserved for the marriage bed. So consequently, sex outside of marriage in all of its forms is rampant. We have adultery, we have fornication, we have molestation, we have homosexuality, pornography, and so much more. And another thing is, we don't want to believe that life is precious and that God is the giver and the taker. So consequently, abortion is now called a woman's right. And murder and mass shooting is rampant in many of our cities because of anger, hate, or political ideology. And it's important that we realize if we continue going our way and vacating from God, things are going to get worse. However, the answer is the same today as it was thousands of years ago. And that simply is to return to God and not to become independent, but instead God-dependent. And one of the things I thought of, I was reminded about, was Destiny's Child. And that's a music group that Beyonce used to be a part of. And she came out with the song, or they came out with the song, Independent. And a few of the verses state, the shoes on my feet, I bought it. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought it. The rock I'm rocking, I bought it, because I depend on me. And as the body of Christ, we know that we are to depend on God, and everything that we own, God bought it. So, you know, that was just a few of the things that really stood out for me. And another scripture that stood out comes from Isaiah 30 and 15, and it states, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength, but you would have none of it. So last week during Bible study, Miss Candy talked about the Sabbath and resting, and this is what God is implying in the scripture when he says resting in me. We are allowed to rest on that Sabbath day, but we have to continue working unto God. And right now, I actually want to bring Mr. DJ in. We have him on the line with us. And I want to ask, what are some of the things that happen to us when we vacate from God?
Good evening, everyone. When we vacate from God, that leads to total destruction, chaos. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything but basically pleasing Satan. You know, you're supposed to remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. You know, yeah, even God took a day off, but he didn't take a day from himself. He didn't take a day from his principles. Just imagine, if you will, a twist to that. What if you were not feeling well, or your family members were not feeling well, and God just said, you know what, I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. You got to wait till I get back for me to not only hear your prayer, but to deal with it. Just think about that. How many, you know, of us could really survive with that? You know, how many of us could really, really survive with that? When we think God is not listening, that's exactly when he's in tune to you. So I just gathered from this week, there's nothing wrong with taking a vacation, but not a vacation with God. You can't. When you go on vacation, I just came back from a vacation. But thank God that I know Atlanta, Georgia picked me up and flew me and my daughter to Las Vegas. Not only that, he stayed with me as we prayed together in Las Vegas. That same God is able to bring me back home. So what I'm saying is, you can't take a break from him. You can't. He will spit you out. I don't know the exact scripture, but you can't sleep with him with that. That's almost like saying, you know what? I don't think I want to be alive. Let me just zone on over and do something else and then come back. You know, like you're just going to stop breathing. So it's impossible. A world without him is going to be no law, no order, no love. That's what's scary. That's what's scary right there. No type of love. You know,
amen.
So you can't afford to do that.
Right. So, so true. I agree wholeheartedly. You said something, and it's so profound. is we cannot take a vacation from God. And that's basically, that's our topic. That's what we've been talking about. So I just want to close by saying that, you know, if you're asking yourself, how do I get back on track? The best remedy, I would say, is the one that Jesus gave to the Ephesians. And he said, remember the height from which you've fallen. Repent and do what you did at first. So ask yourself, what did you do when you first came to Christ? You were excited to talk about God and tell others of his goodness. You read your Bible daily. You obeyed its teaching. You went to Bible study and church service faithfully. So this is what Jesus is telling us to do. Stop what you're doing now that has caused you to vacate from me and do what you did in the beginning. Fix your eyes on me alone and walk in the direction of my love. He's telling us to rest in him and stop worrying and also to trust in him when we're walking in the workings of his grace. And in the end, when we get to heaven, it'll all have been worked. I hope you ate well. And right now, I want to turn the call over to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful, wonderful. Glad to be back home.
Good deal, good deal. You went out of town on vacation?
Out of town on vacation. It was so hot.
I'm sure it was scorching where you were. But, look, I tell you, this week was extremely important weekend. It was a great weekend. We actually, next week, we're going to have an even greater week. But let's, you know, with the Learning Center, check this out, Mr. DJ. Mr. LaTanya, stay there, too. One of the statements that you made, Ms. LaTanya, false prophets who are merely there or who merely tell people what they want to hear. Y'all, when we think of a false prophet, as we talk about, you know, there are no vacations in heaven, you know, it's mighty funny you bring that up, Ms. LaTanya, because I had an incident today. And, you know, it was, you know, I know how to conduct and handle myself. But, you know, whenever you are in God, the devil will pick and pry at you. I want y'all to know that. Is that not right, Ms. LaTanya?
Oh, yes, it is.
In other words, Mr. DJ, I can be a heathen, but you better not ever get a line and act like me, because if you act heathenish, I'm going to call you a false prophet.
Mm. Yes.
Y'all know it's funny how people call people a false prophet when they don't like them.
Right.
They never call them a false prophet when they like them.
Right.
But you know, it's funny to me, I'm very, 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 very leery of people calling others false prophets in this sense. Because a person that throws the stone, are you false? Because we call someone a false prophet. Now, and I want everybody to hear this because we're talking, this is our learning center, so let's learn a little bit. We call people false prophets based on what? What is the criteria? Is it because they know the word of God and then they do something different? Well, we know the word of God, and how do we live?
Exactly.
I'm being honest, y'all. I'm really trying to get to the bottom line of this. What makes them a false prophet? Are they called by God to do something, and then they're lying to get benefit from the something? What is it that we do? Would you consider yourself a false prophet? Now, here we go. Here go the turn. He's about to turn now. Would you consider yourself a false prophet?
No, that's different. That's different. That's different.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. We wouldn't consider ourselves a false prophet. Why, Mr. DJ?
We're not going to admit that we do anything wrong. We got to justify it. We got to make it fit, if you will.
Gotcha. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. I do believe that scripture, y'all.
Yes, it is.
So we say we love God. Does that not make us false when we don't do what God say do? I love Sunday morning breakfast. Isn't, see that stuff right there? When people get quiet, that means God is trying to work something in somebody. Because we always look at the story outside, I mean from the inside out. There are no vacations from God. I've been hearing this all week.
Right.
Right? T.D. Jakes, George Myers, Benny Hinn, Creflo Dollar. Go ahead down the list. Your pastor, they pastor. Don't you know there's somebody that would call your pastor a false prophet and everybody else I just mentioned? As a matter of fact, they said Jesus was false.
Yes.
Somebody called me that. They called me that. I ain't get mad. I said, okay. But somebody brought it to me. And I said, why are you bringing that to me? Well, I'm just saying, you know, I saw it on my page, and I said, well, if it don't mean nothing to me. I said, but don't bring mess to me. Well, hold on. How are you going to say that's mess? I said, would Jesus have brought that to me? But I ain't Jesus. Exactly. So if you're not Jesus and you're not going to say, thus says the Lord, Satan, keep your stuff to yourself. Because the fact of the matter is this. If you, watch this, if you gossip trash to somebody else, that makes you just as guilty.
Amen.
See, my ears are not trash cans. See, the thing is, the reason why Satan, Lucifer, well, Satan, the snake, Mr. DJ, went to Eve because Adam wasn't going to hear. So he had to pick. Hold on, do I go to Latanya or do I go to DJ? Which one is weaker? Don't take that as a slight, please. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Jay gonna run his mouth and share his mind, so I can't. But Latanya, a little bit more humble right there. She a little bit more quiet. I'm gonna go with Mel with her. The thing is, that serpent who said they couldn't come to me, so they had to go to somebody weak. My thing is, let me put it in layman terms. If you're not popping and doing something in God, if you don't have haters, you ain't doing right in God. Because when you're doing what's right in God, trust me, you're about to be persecuted. Because the Bible says, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Now, with that being said, no vacations from God. Check this out, though. So I hear this all the time. Because this was a great week, I promise you. And I look at it from both sides. So let's use wisdom if y'all don't mind. Wisdom say I'm looking at it from this side and that side. I absolutely, because the Bible says be angry but sin not. I get angered when I hear this. And I just heard it tonight. We don't give people, police officers, who is we? Who are you speaking for? Because that was the word I heard, Mr. DJ. We don't respect. Who is the we you talking to? And who are you speaking for?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that's a false, implicated statement. Because I think that's a statement that's based on this topic. Somebody has vacated and vacated God. And when you vacate God, now you take on the premises of what media says. Show me who you're talking about. Because everybody I know respect the law. So who are you talking about? Unless they come by way of media. But I thought we said we believe in God and we go by God's word. Therefore, we, Christians, whose report you going to believe?
Exactly.
So we take on what the media say now. And we Lord have mercy. Boy, y'all, this is the learning center. When we vacate from God, we start talking politics. So now we start enforcing political views. Don't you know you can't be politically correct and a Christian? Because when you politically correct, that means you deny God for the masses. So there again, I ask you, what is the we that you're talking about? Who disrespects officers? Anybody can paint a picture. See? Not everybody quiet, Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You have some, but no, hold on. But watch this, Mr. DJ. Is there any officers that disrespect people? No, I'm serious. Not you, Mr. DJ. Miss Latanya. Is there any officers that disrespect people?
Yes, sir.
But why wasn't that said, too?
Amen.
If ever y'all want to get to the bottom of anything, huh? don't vacation from God? Do you not understand that God said, let him without sin cast the first stone? In other words, don't just talk about her sin. Address yours too.
Right.
When we vacate from the things of God, we buy into this worldly system because we took a vacation. And we just talked about this last night. When you get caught slipping, the devil's sleeping, the devil plants seed. The reason why you're confused is because you don't know what is wheat and what is tare. Uh-oh. Let me make it plain and simple. Some people don't know who to side with. I'm going to side with God. And my Bible says to whom much is given, much is required. I said this before. That's a bunch of heaping crap. Because you signed up for that. I would be remiss to tell every parent on this phone, your kids disrespect. Yeah, they be disrespecting parents. And you didn't know. Parents, you set the example, first and foremost. Because God gave you authority. And authority don't look like beating the child. Authority looks like what Jesus did. So you condoning behaviors that Jesus don't even condone. And then gonna come back and tell the people they need to be respectful. It goes both ways. But first and foremost, it goes from the person who has the authority. Please, somebody talk to me. Because I don't want to be one-sided in this. Saying this is my phone call. No, it's our phone call. So somebody talk to me. Star 5. Mr. Stone, you want somebody to say something? I need to hear something. Because when we get vacation away from God, look at what happens. We start telling one-sided views.
Right.
Miss Candy, somebody say something. Talk to me.
How you going to take a vacation from God, the one that basically created, not basically, that created the universe, that gives you life, the reason that you wake up, but how are you going to take a vacation from him and we can't even take a vacation from a cell phone or social media?
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's
cool.
Hmm? I need to tell y'all something. Show y'all what I was talking about. Thank you, Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
From the witness's account, there was a lone gunman, Gavin Eugene Long, in an altercation with other men. Uh-oh. So somebody lied. Because witnesses are now coming forth saying it wasn't a target on police officers. They got caught up in the crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't somebody just paint a boy, y'all don't catch the dog on devil.
Mm-hmm.
When you vacate away from God, you buy into what they say. Why do you think so many people was left behind in the flood? Because they bought into what they said and not what God said. The only difference is it won't be water this time. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go by with itching ears.
Mm.
Uh-huh. See, false prophets, media, false prophets, media, false prophets can lead people who don't know the voice of God because the Bible says, my sheep know my voice.
That's right.
And a stranger, they would not hearken in. So when we led about way by false statements, what does that make us?
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Don't get mad at me. That's scripture. Subsequently, we fall into that snare. This is our learning center. Anything to put the Black Lives Movement as a terrorist group, I'm going to do, says Satan. So I'm going to make it seem as if he targeted them so they can come up against this movement that y'all have. And they was not the target. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what was the target. Y'all heard of Freddie Gay in Baltimore? Six cops, a broken neck, man dead, you know they got off? Did y'all know that?
Yep.
They just got off today.
Mm-hmm.
No charges. But I thought we said something about respect. Why is it that less than 1% of being convicting. Oh, don't say I'm anti-police. Family full of them. But see, what I am, the Bible says, do you think I came to bring peace? Because see, when God comes, either you're going to be politically correct or you're going to be all about God. And when you're all about God, people are not going to like you. They're going to cause a divide in your circle. See, when you're politically correct, you take a vacation away from God. That means you deny God. Let me say that again. Politically correct people deny God. They vacate God. They take a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no vacations in heaven. See, politically correct people say, baby, I'm going to pray for you. But godly people say, I'm not only going to pray for you, we're going to get some things going. I'm going to stand for truth. That means I'm going to be persecuted for the truth. But politically correct people don't want to make waves in the water. I don't want to make nobody to be mad at me. They would rather God be mad with them than people.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So politically correct people say things that are going to keep people calling back in. But godly people are going to say stuff that your soul needs. You might not ever call back in, but it's going to put something on your mind for the rest of your life.
Right.
The Bible says it. The word of God cuts like a two-edged sword. That means it's hard to swallow. Why is it hard to swallow? Because we've got this flesh that wants to believe everything that the world says.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts. If God cuts, that means it will divide us from people and people from us.
Yes.
If you want to know what's done right, if you can sit up there and openly and honestly and say you're a Christian, justify killing, something ain't right. Because the Bible says thou should not kill. On both parts. So why are we only having condolences for the police and not the other people? But you're a Christian, though. Don't you know them same people that... Lord, have mercy. Mr. Carter deserved it. And guess what? We deserve to go to hell. But God don't send us there. So when do you let somebody become somebody else's judge? I'm waiting, Christian folk. We Christians now.
Right.
Uh-huh. How would Jesus handle that situation? Do you think that Jesus would be, okay, he's going to make a statement like the president say and call the people who did the shooting cowards? Because they kill the police officers, yet don't call police officers cowards when they kill citizens? Do you think that Jesus would say that?
Not at all.
Do you think that Jesus would say, y'all need to respect the police officers, but not tell the police officers y'all need to respect the public? Lord, have mercy.
Exactly.
Boy, we have vacated God, haven't we? We only use God for this thing called religion. Because we only do religion over here, but in the real world, we don't talk like this. We don't think like this. But see, that's how we know what's a Christian and what's part-time. Because we would deny God when we get off the phone. In other words, I got to talk like this and think like this because of my job. Well, guess what? I will lose my job before I lose my opportunity to go to heaven. Straight up.
Amen.
So guess which one? You be only here for a certain period amount of time. Heaven and hell is eternal. So you go ahead and play. I mean, come on now. We mathematicians. You got to think about that. That's like playing when you was a child. Do you go ahead and play that extra hour and get in trouble over nighttime? Shoot, I got to think about that. An hour versus all night I got to be at home with mom and daddy. I'm going to take mom and daddy, shoot, that hour, y'all can go ahead and play. I'm good. Where are you going to be at the longest? Knock, knock. Anybody there? Oh, it's real now, right? See, this is when you know it's the real word of God, because it don't agree with that natural way of thinking. It challenges it. It challenges you not to look at it my way, but look at it God's way. You tell me Jesus Christ right here, right now, where he's saying it's okay to vacation away from me. Because when you vacation away from the Word of God, what you do is you get sleeping and seeds are planted and the devil comes in like a flood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I got family members. And they got family members too. Now what?
Right.
I thought there was two pertinent scriptures, Mr. DJ. Too pertinent that if we get these right, we can go to heaven. The first one was to love the Lord with all your mind, soul, body, spirit, heart, everything. And the second one, he said, was equal, is to love your neighbor like you love yourself. So how can you condone behavior that show that I don't love them like I love myself? Because that behavior says that I got to get home to my family. I don't care if you get home to yours. So how is that love?
Amen.
But the part of it that's sad is I see so many Christians condone it. So when you condone that type of mentality, that means you have vacated God. That means you have denied God. So, Mr. Carr, I ain't God. But see, the Bible says to be imitators of him. See, we use that old lame excuse, I ain't God. You're speaking the obvious. I'm not God. But I promise you this, I bet you won't say that in the day of judgment. You're going to be saying you know him just to get in. Fap sucker.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to use his name. See, we use God's name when it's convenient. You'll say, I ain't God to condone or excuse your wrongdoing, but in the day of judgment, I want to hear you say the same thing to God, but I ain't you. And watch where they get you. Now, oh, come on, come on, y'all getting quiet on me? That ain't how it go?
Yes, it is.
It's his name when it's convenient, don't we?
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be fooled by all the stuff that's going on. I'm telling you. Don't be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
That's a smokescreen from the devil. Nobody should be getting hurt. I love the officers. I love the civilians. I love the people who got gold teeth in their mouth. You can talk about them all you want to. I love them. You know why I love them? Because God loves them. I love the person who already got 8 kids. Love them. You know why? Because God loves them. Who are you? It's just that you just had a better opportunity. See, some things we don't know about you that God can expose you and put you on Front Street too.
Yes.
Huh? But see, when we have a heart like God, we understand vacation time. No, ain't none of that. But see, God is a God of justice. Lord, y'all better get this. The Bible says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. In other words, he reigns on the justified as well as the unjustified. He's a God of justice.
Yes, he is.
Now, in the court of God, where there's no vacations, you think, huh, he can be so biased, with the way it is now? You think that, Mr. DJ?
Huh.
Do y'all really think that? In the court of God, you don't need no lawyer, because he knows.
Right.
In the court of God, baby, don't worry about it. You don't have to articulate nothing. Because, see, people get over on people that can't articulate it just because you can't speak well. Don't worry about it. God don't need you to speak, because God saw what happened, and he knows people's hearts. Don't you worry about a thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, that's how the enemy operates, because you can't speak well, and you can't articulate it. That means you're guilty. That's a lie.
Yes, it is.
Ain't that that?
Yes.
This is the stuff that the devil don't want you to know. He's angry. Because it reveals light. He don't like light because light exposes him for who he is. He wants us to vacation away from the things of God. In other words, he wants you to get all in your emotions and your feelings. Because you'd have had run-ins with black folk, or you'd have had run-ins with the Mexicans, or you'd have had run-ins with bad police officers. He wants you to feel some kind of way about it. But God said, hold on. I done had run-ins with a bad Jew, and I still got on that cross for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know God knew all this was going to happen and still got on that cross?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? Don't you know when you sinned, God knew you was going to do it and still got on that cross? And the Bible says sin is sin. Y'all do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But when we vacate God, we deny God. I strongly urge each of us not to do that. Because when we vacate God, we don't even sound like God. We start talking foolishly.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Is that not true?
It is.
Uh-huh. We talk aimlessly. And you got to understand, we start hurting people because now the blood is on our hand because we done misled people. Hmm? So, remember what I opened up with? Let me go back to it. When we tell people lies, unknowing, does that make us a false prophet?
Yes.
Can somebody help me? Does it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
See, the thing is, a lot of times, you know, we don't want to hear the truth. Y'all follow me? Okay?
Yes,
there
sir.
Are no vacations in heaven, y'all.
That's right.
The Bible said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. That means God knew all this was going to happen. He knew this. Y'all know it's not no equality going on. Y'all can play the game and act like it ain't there. But the Bible says, Lord have mercy, Mr. DJ. The Bible clearly says, if you see your brother in error, go to them in love. If you don't go to them in love, you have been tempted and you have failed.
That's right.
It says, if you see your brother in error, go to them in love, lest ye be tempted and fail. That means because we don't go to people, we don't stand in God's principle. We don't stand on his word. That means we vacate him. We deny him. And we talk about, oh, I wouldn't have denied Jesus like Peter did 3 times. You want to take that statement back?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Look at the events that just happened within the last month. Let me ask you this question again. Would you deny Jesus like Peter did? You want to take that statement back? Because, see, the reason why Peter, read your Bible, denied Jesus 3 times, because he didn't want to be killed.
That's
he didn't
right.
want to be slaughtered. He didn't want to be hung on that cross with him because he knew him. Now, the reason why you don't tell people right from wrong, one, you don't know it, or number two, you know it, and you deny him because you don't want to be persecuted. Uh-oh. I'm waiting. Which one is it? I refuse to believe we don't know the word of God because we know God. So we just don't want to be persecuted. So I would rather go with the masses, but the Bible says that the road to hell, many travel it. I'd rather go with the masses just not to rock the boat. I know that what they're doing is wrong. I know that there's a racial bias, but I'm going to justify it because if you look at a black-on-black crime, 80%. 80% of people, well, did you not know 72% of people that kill white folk are white folk? What's the disparity? 8% difference? But they don't talk about that.
That's right.
Come on, statisticians. Come on. But they want to embellish one. I want y'all to hear this, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. And then while we sit there, Mr. DJ, and we talk about Miss LaTanya, huh? This is why we can't vacation, take a vacation away from God. We talk about, you know, look at them. They don't have no good jobs, or look at them. Well, listen to this right quick. Just close your ears, your eyes, I'm sorry, and listen to this, listen.
The reason we're struggling so much as a people is because we're not given systematic access to wealth. Let me give an example. Chinese, Arab, East Indian, they come to America. They can walk into any bank and get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but many of them. In fact, some of them don't even have to get a loan from Wells Fargo, Chase, Manhattan, or Bank of America. And I'm just using them to make the point. They show up in America with a long line of credit from their native country. They come into the ghetto, open up 10 stores, 5 supermarkets, 3 hotels. Black folks still struggle. And then people look at us and say, you know why you're struggling? Because you're lazy. The Chinese guy over here has been here 5 years. The East Indian been here 10 years. The Arab only been here 8 years. He got 5 gas stations. What's your excuse? Let me tell you what our excuse is. We are systematically denied access to wealth. Do you understand? So we can't build that hospital they built. We can open up 10 supermarkets. I can't get 10 gas stations in 3 weeks because you're going to routinely deny me access to wealth. You'll give me a small business loan, And here's the kicker. Let me ask you a question. Why would they give you a loan for student loan for college? They'll give you a car loan for the car. They'll give you a loan for your house. So you can get a mortgage loan. You can get a student loan. You can get a car loan. But you can't get a business loan. Wait a minute now. The education is going to cost me $100,000. The car is going to be about $70,000. The house is going to be $250,000. Why do you approve that, but you don't approve the business loan, which is probably for half the amount? Because if I finance your empowerment, that disrupts my system of extermination and genocide. You cannot kill a people who you are financially empowering. So we are kept without access to wealth. That's why the hood is full of mom and pop stores. That's why the hood is full of struggling businesses, because America has a policy where you do not empower black people for their own benefit. Any other minority? Yes. Why? Because if they get out of hand, they can be sent home. The black man cannot be sent home. Slavery is older than America. America was born on July 4th, 1776. Slavery in the colonies began on August the 20th, 1619.
Now.
Yes,
Lord. Your facts before you start speaking on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Facts is the truth, and the truth is God. Know your God before you start vacating him. Talking about all these black people ain't working, all the black men and all of, they got trailer park white trash. Know your facts. It's a systematic approach. Why would I fund something that I don't like? I ain't funding DJ. You just heard it, and it's a fact. You can get a college loan, boom. Car loan, boom. All you need is cosigner. House loan,
right.
But you're behind, can't get a business loan.
That's right.
Yes.
What part of that's a lie? What part of that's a lie? You know why? Because if you get a business, you get an upper hand. And to somebody, I ain't gonna say them, money is power. Why the boycotts? Take away their money, take away their power, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So why would I systematically give you something that's gonna go against us? Huh? You ever see it? How many Arabs have stores in the black hoods? A lot. Look like they're progressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Don't even pay taxes. But what about you? Why is it so hard for you to get one? I don't want to hear the excuse that they don't come with a good business plan. I don't want to hear the excuse that they're not educated. That's a lot. Them people don't even know how to speak English and got it.
Sure.
I'm waiting on your excuse. But you better expose Satan for what he is. And I ain't talking about white people. I'm talking about injustice. When you vacate the things of God, and this is not no black power movement, because I'm not speaking up for black folk, I'm speaking up for justice. Martin Luther King was not going for black folk. He was speaking up for justice for all. Know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Know the difference. I have some Asian, Indian friends, white friends that I love, just like my black friends. But wrong is wrong and right is right. Now, I don't mean they going to hell and nobody going to hell. I didn't say that. That's for God to judge. But I'm saying do not vacate the principles of God, because when you vacate the principles of God, your life will be in a total tailspin, out of control. And then you aimlessly hurt people because you start sharing not wealth of knowledge, but the wealth of an experience that you know nothing about. That you know nothing about. This ain't the first time this happened. They did it to Jesus, and the Bible said, the master suffered, surely the servant will. You should be happy. Count it all joy. No, it's not justice, but be happy. Because he said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
That's right.
And then, he said, what they've done to the least of them, they've also done it to me. Ding, ding. So be careful when you say, you know, I support the blue, although you know, that's almost like you saying, I support my child who didn't just beat up on somebody else. And you don't discipline your child.
Amen.
You okay with that? Hmm? No. I don't support blue. I don't support black. I support God, and meaning I support what's right. You mad at that? That's fine. That's fine. But you got to hear it again.
Yes.
I ain't saying from me. I'm talking about from God. Y'all follow me?
Oh, yes.
Do not vacate. Do not take a vacation. Do not get tired of doing what's right according to the standard of God. Don't get in those bitter battles with people and trying to argue this point and that point. Understand, I understand as a Christian, Mr. DJ, Ms. LaTonya, this has to happen. The Word of God has to fulfill itself simply because of this, okay? It has to test us to see where we stand.
Amen.
The car that's on the road, them cars go through a stress test. In other words, with the crash dummies, they got to see how the car is going to respond in the midst of chaos.
That's right.
If you thought you're going to respond like God responded, but do understand you are blessed somebody because you are being persecuted. Yeah, it's not fair. We know it's not fair, but you let God do what God has to do. It wasn't fair for Jesus either, but he never complained.
Not a mumbling word.
He never complained. They beat Jesus. I wonder how many people were saying back then, I support the blue. It was your savior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, they didn't have on blue, but they had spears. Swords.
Yeah.
Huh? That was your savior. History does nothing but repeat itself simply because Satan knows nothing new. There is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. He just used different people.
Yes, Lord.
I would hope that you take God's side. Don't make it a black and white issue. It's a spiritual thing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Y'all know the rest. Let us go ahead and pray. Mr. DJ?
Heavenly Father, we come to the close of another session with Bible study, the SMB. We pray for every household, every family represented on this line under the sound of my voice. Guide us, teach us, keep us on the path, protect us. Help our attitudes and help us to say something and to exemplify who you are, to represent that we may draw people closer to you. For you said if we lift you up, and you'll take care of the rest. I want you to bless us, guide us, protect us, watch out for our families, and bring us back together again on one accord and help something said to touch every heart under my voice. For these things we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mr. LaTonya, she got it, Ms. LaTonya about 5'1", y'all. But God is growing her. Yeah. We claim it.
Amen.
All right. That's still my love, though. That's still my love. Look, y'all have a great night. And do understand, when we talk about the Word of God, we do get passionate. We do get serious because God is serious. And this ain't no joke. This is our life on the line, man. We don't have no time to be playing. Okay?
Right.
Some things you might not like. Shoot, I don't like some of the scripture that say we can't get revenge on people. But guess what? I got to suck it up. Oh, well, it ain't my word. It's not my world. It's his.
Amen.
Follow me?
That's
so whether you like some of the things of God or not, you don't care whether you like it, as long as you enforce it.
Mm.
All right? Y'all have a great night. Catch us on Bible study on Wednesday. And invite somebody, y'all. This is getting good. See y'all then.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.